Pleased to be joined here in studio today by Nick Gagnon with the Mighty Peace Basketball League. I guess, first of all, Nick, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again for the second year here.
Yes, and why don't we kind of get into that Mighty Peace Basketball League. You guys were running a last kind of spring, summer-ish, I guess, and now you give it another go here. What kind of some of the big things you have for getting prepared for this season?
So it is our second year. It's going to be pretty similar to the first year. We made a couple changes. We moved the venue for half the games to Glen Mary School now. The other half will still be in Grimshaw, but otherwise, same kind of setup, 6 or 8 teams. If we can get 8 teams, it'd be great. Again, from May to June, and then the finals, 2-game playoffs.
And yes, and as you mentioned, of course, you had all the games at Grimshaw last year. I did manage to make it out to a few of them, and they were seemed to be get some good response there. So what are some things you're kind of trying to build off of from what you were able to do last year?
Yeah, we're hoping we could get another couple more teams because it'd just be nice to get new players involved, some new teams. Again, it's nice that we get all the Peace River crew again, the usual guys, but it would be nice if we could branch out. That's the goal, but whether or not it happens, we're not too sure yet. But as of now, we have 4 of the 6 or 8 teams signed up, so doing good so far.
Yeah, and I guess on that, I believe you had, I believe it was around 5 or 6 teams last year. So what has kind of been the response you've gotten from players getting involved in this and some of the fans that have been to the games as well?
It's been pretty positive. So the first year we did, there was an MVP for both teams for each game, and they got a little gift card. We have T-shirts for the winners, so they all like that. And really, like the fans, we were quite surprised how much support there was. But I guess a lot of parents and siblings and relatives come out because they haven't seen their family members play in a few years. So it's nice to see the parents come out and support their kids. Like even my parents came out. So it was kind of cool to see.
And of course, again, Karis, now you're going to have some games at Peace River Glenbury School. I know you guys have talked before about maybe trying to maybe expand to a few other communities, you know, maybe get like Fairview or Manning, Valley View, things like that. What's kind of, I guess, sort of your hopes for maybe a more expansion down the line?
It's still always a goal. Like we would love to have, I know there were some guys from GP Vanier that were thinking about making a team. So I know Fairview and Valley View, it's a little far, but I mean, it's a Sunday once a week. We would love for them to come. So maybe down the road, if it grows, we do look at having it at a couple different venues. Again, depending on reffing availability and school availability, you know, that's kind of what it's going to come down to. But, I mean, we would love to expand if we could.
Well, certainly hope you guys can keep things going along the track there. Nick Gagnon of the Mighty Peace Basketball League, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks again, Kyle. We really appreciate it, and thanks for getting our brand out there and the name, and thanks for supporting us too a little bit last year as well.